Indeed, may the beauty of Jesus be seen through us.
耶稣所有清洁、温柔与甘甜。
All his beauty, gentleness, and his cleanliness.
求你用你圣灵前来炼我性情。
Come refine my soul through your Holy Spirit.
直至耶稣的美丽从我显现。
Until people can see the beauty of Jesus through me.
这是我们深处的祷告。
This is indeed the prayer in the depth of our heart.
经过我们一生的年日。
Indeed, through every day of our life.
圣灵来制作我们，改变我们。
The Holy Spirit works on us and changes us.
直到耶稣的美丽从我们能够显现出来。
Until the beauty of Jesus be seen through us.
这些日子我们交通到神的性情。
These days we're talking about the nature of God.
神的性情就讲到神的自己。
And the nature of God talks about God himself.
到底我们的神他是怎么样的一位神。
What kind of God do we have?
我们说神就是爱。
We say God is love.
当他所有的说话形式就显出来他就是爱。
And you see the fact that he is love through his words and his deeds.
我们神是公义。
And also our God is
我们的义。
The Lord our righteousness.
所以义成为他宝座的根基。
The righteousness is the foundation of his throne.
公义成为他行事的法则。
And righteousness is the principle with which he works.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识神，我们要认识我们的神，他的性情到底是怎么样。
In order to know our God, we gotta know of his nature.
所以我们当在世界上的时候，我们知道我们认识一个人，认识一个情形，我们认识他的性情，认识说他到底是怎么样的一位。
In our daily life, in order to know someone well, we got to know his know of this person's nature well.
我记得在好多年以前，
I remember many many years ago,
那个时候我们还没有正式开始交朋友。
And at that time, me and my wife had not yet officially started our dating.
但是萱萱呢，她是我的小组长。
And my wife was the group leader.
有一次我感冒生病。
One time I had fever, I had a flu.
就我的小组长呢，就和他的妈妈一起来看望。
So my group leader came to visit me with her mom.
那天是很突然的，突然有人敲门。
Because they came in suddenly, and I just heard a knocking on the door without knowing before.
吓了一跳。
And once I opened the door, I was greatly shocked.
我说等一分钟。
So I said, wait here for a second.
马上就跑到楼上去。
So I went to my bedroom upstairs.
然后很快又跑下来。
And I went down right away.
那以后我的岳母呢，他就说可不可以去参观一下你的房间呢。
And after they paid me a visit in a while, my future mother-in-law says, can I just tour around, take a look at your house?
当然可以啊。
I said, sure, go ahead.
后来他们就上去了。
So they went up there.
一切都好像还蛮正常的。
Everything looks fine.
结果后来我岳母就说，哎，你们连被子啊，什么毯子，什么都没有啊。
And suddenly my mother-in-law says, how come your bed is empty? There's no blanket, nothing at all.
我实在是不好意思。
I was quite embarrassed.
刚刚跑上来呢，就把所有东西都塞到床的另外一边。
Because I ran upstairs to push everybody away, everything away from my bed.
后来我们结婚了以后。
After we got married.
我发现我的姊妹她是每一天都要折被子的。
Then I realized my wife likes to make bed every day.
然后我刚开始跟她讲说，今天有没有客人会来。
Initially I would argue with her. I said, well, there's no guest coming, is it?
我们把它保持一个最自然的一个情况。
Why don't we just leave it in the most natural manner?
不过这整齐呢，就是我姊妹她的心情呢。
But my wife's nature is to like to be neat and clean.
感谢主，结婚了这么多年。
I thank the Lord after we got married so many years.
我也折被子啦。
I'm now making bed too.
生命改变了。如果说我一直不改变，
If I refuse to change,
我想她可能就非常的痛苦了。
And I believe I bring a lot of grief to her.
我记得有一年到国内去培训。
I remember one year I went to mainland China to join the service there.
我们是去一个农村。
We went into the suburban area.
住在那个地方旁边它就是猪圈。
And we live right next to the pig's pen.
我发现说在整个农村里面他们的猪圈就是连着茅厕的。
And their pig's pen is connected with the restroom, outdoor restroom.
那我想大家都一个观念，觉得这猪大概是性情就是很脏的。
And we all thought pigs are dirty.
所以茅厕的东西就流到猪圈里面去。
So whatever is in the outdoor house will flow right into the pig pen.
茅厕是他们的厕所哈。那但是后来我听说，猪其实是很爱干净的。
And but actually I learned later, pigs are pretty clean.
那他们的性情其实是蛮爱干净。
Their nature was like to be clean.
我想他们的一生就活在那个茅厕的旁边，那非常的痛苦。
I believe they must suffer living right next to the outhouse.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识到底性情是怎么样。
We gotta know what a nature is.
若我们常常很多的时候讲说，哎呀，我真的不晓得说神的旨意到底是如何。
Many times we wonder, I don't know what God's will is this. I don't know what God will is about this thing.
很多时候我们若是认识神的性情，
Yeah, many times if we truly know God's nature,
我们就很自然的会知道说神如果遇到这件事情他会怎么来做的。
It will be natural for us to figure out what God wants to do in a certain situation.
他会怎么来反应的。
And how God will react.
所以我们在这些日子交通当中，一面我们认识神的性情，
Therefore these days we want to share with you about God's nature.
那另外一面呢，神他所有的丰富，他所有的荣耀，
and also the glory and the abundance of Jesus Christ，
在他性情中所要彰显的，
and things that he wants to manifest in his nature，
他要从我们这些神的儿女身上能够显现出来，
and he wants to show it through us children of God。
所以我们说神就是爱，
therefore we say God is love。
原本不是我们能够爱，
it's not us who can love，
不是我们爱神，
it is not us who can love God，
乃是神爱我们，
but God loves us，
乃是今天我们能够爱，
and the reason why we can love now，
因为神先爱我们，
it's all because God has first loved us。
也就是说神的生命性情他是爱，今天从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And because God himself bears the nature of love, and that can be seen through us.
今天我们能够爱那个不可爱的，
therefore we can love people that's not lovable.
从前我们不可能爱的，
people that we couldn't love before.
也许我们自己都觉得很稀奇，
and many times even we are amazed.
为什么我今天可以爱？
At the fact that we can even love other people.
那不是我，乃是因为神的爱充满在我们的里面。
It really is not us who can love, but the love of God filled in our heart.
我们说到我们的神他就是义。
And also we know God's nature is that God is righteous.
耶稣基督他成了我们的义。
And God, Jesus Christ himself became our righteousness.
那今天呢，我们要交通到称义还有诚义。
Today we want to talk about justification and righteousness.
神怎么样称我们为义？
How God justified us.
神又怎么样在我们的身上要我们诚意？
And how God works unto us into righteousness.
要我们怎么能够结出义的果子来？
And how can we start to produce the fruit of righteousness?
这边就不单是在神的那一面，他的所事和他的所做。
Therefore, we're not just talk about the nature of God, what he is and what he has done.
而是要讲到说，今天神在我们身上他所要成就的。
But talk about what he wants to accomplish on us.
到底我们怎么样能够被称义呢？
And how can we be justified?
我们来读罗马书第五章第九节。
Let's read some passage here, Romans chapter 5 verse 9.
我把经节都印出来在节目单上。
It has been printed out for you on the program sheet.
罗马书第五章第九节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together, Romans 5, 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。这边讲我们是靠着他的血称义。
Here says we have now been justified by his blood.
要借着他免去神的愤怒。
And also we can be saved from God's wrath.
我们在读罗马书四章二十五节。
Let's read on Romans 4:25.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。对，前面他讲到说我们是靠着耶稣基督的宝血我们能够称义。
So the first verse tells us that we are justified by Jesus' precious blood.
而四章二十五节告诉我们耶稣被交给人为我们的过犯。
And the second verse tells us that he was delivered over to death for our sins.
而他的复活为叫我们称义。
And he was raised to life for our justification.
所以我们能够被称义是靠着宝血呢，还是因着耶稣基督他复活？
And so we need to find out we are justified through his blood or through his resurrection.
这两个都非常的重要。
These two are very important.
若不流血罪怎么样就不得赦免。
Because Bible tells us sins cannot be forgiven without bloodshed.
所以在旧约的里面以色列的百姓他们要杀牛宰羊。
Therefore in the ancient time Israelites had to kill all these cattle or sheep.
他们多少的年日当中，一只一只，一次一次，他们在那里杀牛，在那里献祭。
For many many years, they had to kill all these sacrifices and offer them.
但他们所有所做的不过是一个预表。
But all they did was nothing but symbol or a type.
他们在那里看见说有一位神的羔羊。真正的祭物要为我们献上。
For they saw the fact that one day the true Lamb of God will be offered up for their on their behalf.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Since will not be forgiven without blood being shed.
神要称我们为义。
In order to justify us by God.
他必须要付一个最重的代价。
God had to pay a great price.
我们知道宝血是说到耶稣基督他的超凡美丽的生命。
We all know that precious blood speaks of that supreme and beautiful life of Jesus Christ.
活物的魂是在血的里面。
We all know the life of a soul is in the blood.
活物的生命是在血的里面。
And the life of a life, the life of the living thing is in the blood.
所以今天他这边让我们能够看见，我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够被称义。
Here we know we are justified by Jesus' precious blood.
基督的宝血是我们看见说神为我们所付的代价。
And that blood is the price with which God paid for our sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们的罪都做赦免，是不是就能够满足了神的心意？
But brothers and sisters, the mere fact that we are forgiven can satisfy God's heart.
我想神让我们能够看见一面，他要赦免我们所有的罪。
And I believe on one hand, God desires to forgive of us of all our sins.
但是就算我们的罪得了赦免，我们还不敢坦然无惧来到神的面前。
But just being forgiven of our sins, we dare not to come to God boldly.
我们也不知道说到底在神的那边，耶稣基督的受死是不是已经满足了父神所有公义的要求。
Because we won't be sure if his death is enough to satisfy God's requirement of his righteousness.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
We know that Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins.
我们感谢主，今天我们得着了一个证据。
But we are so thankful to God that now we have a proof.
就是耶稣基督已经从死里面复活了。
That Jesus was raised to life.
他的复活说到他为我们的受死已经满足了父神所有的要求。
The fact that he resurrected tells us that he has fully satisfied God's requirement.
今天我们能够坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
So we can now come boldly without fear to Father God.
我们知道主耶稣已经为我们付了最大的代价。
Because we know Jesus has paid the greatest price for us.
我们知道今天我们可以期待着基督。
We know we are enclosed in Jesus Christ.
我们在神的面前，神看见我们就说这是义的。
So when God sees us, He will say, "This one is righteous."
因为他不是直接看见我们。
Because He does not see us directly.
永远经过他的儿子来看我们。
He will always see us through His Son.
我们讲过说罪得赦免，好像我们在一个法庭上，在一个国家遇到大赦的时候。
It's like we have the special pardon during special time of the country.
是的，你们是有罪的。
Yes, we are sinners.
但是今天遇到了一个特赦。
But there is a special pardon.
今天君王在这里说，你们的罪得都赦免了。
The king or the president of the country says you are all forgiven.
但是另外一种呢？
And there's another example.
我们站在法官的面前。
Is that when we stand in front of judge?
他在那里东审西审呢。
He may find fault with us and try to judge us.
最后陪审团在那里宣布说。
But the jury will pronounce at the end.
Not guilty.
That this guy is not guilty.
经过审判以后说这是没有罪的。
How about going through all the judgment process and you receive the conclusion that you are not guilty?
是可以被称义的。
And you are fine, you are right.
所以我们感谢主。
So we give thanks to our Lord.
耶稣基督的宝血已经为我们流了。
For the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed for us.
我们靠着血，我们能够称义。
Therefore, we can be justified by His blood.
今天神的儿子已经从死里面复活了。
The Son of God has been raised from the dead today.
所以我们因着他复活，我们可以被称为义。
Therefore, we are justified by His resurrection.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
He was delivered to death for our sin.
他复活是为我们称义。
And He was raised to life for our justification.
我们在神的面前，我们知道我们永远可以蒙神的悦纳。
Therefore, we know we can always find delight in God's eyes.
靠着耶稣的复活。
It's all because Jesus' resurrection.
神怎么样看见他的儿子说这是我的爱子。
How God sees his son says, oh, this is my beloved son.
他一看见他的儿子他就喜悦。
And when he sees his son, he was pleased.
弟兄姊妹，今天他同样的看见我们，他
的
喜悦。
At the same token, when God sees us today, He is pleased.
很多的时候，我们会觉得说，哇，很多的地方还不能让耶稣的美丽从我们显现出来。
Many times we look at ourselves and say, you know, I really can't let the beauty of Jesus be seen through me.
我们还有太多太多点，我们觉得我们实在是不像主。
And there are so many things I need to overcome in order to be like Him.
这实在是一个事实。
That is true.
因为在我们的身上，神需要经过我们一生的年日，不断的改变我们。
It takes every day of our life for God to continue to change us, so we can be more like Him.
今天我们不过是在一个过程的当中。
We're right now working process.
所以呢，有一个帖子讲到说 ，Be patient. 神正在做工在我的身上。
That's why there's a sticker saying, "Be patient. God is working on me."
也许今天我们看起来都不那么美丽。
If you look at yourself today, you feel that you are not that beautiful.
都不那么完全。
Not that perfect.
但是我们要知道。
But we have to know.
今天神看我们。
When God sees us today,
是美丽的。
He thinks that we are beautiful.
他可以称我们为义的。
And He justified us.
因为今天我们知道主的血为我们流了。
Because we know the blood of the Lord has been shed for us.
靠着他的血称义。
So we are justified by His blood.
因为耶稣的复活叫我们称义。
And we're justified by His resurrection as well.
哈利路亚！我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
我们下面来读罗马书三章二十八。
Let's read on Romans 3:28.
罗马书三章二十八节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 28.
所以我们看定了人称义
因着
信，不
再
遵行律法。我们在这边要来认识，好像有不同的称义。
It's like there are different kinds of justification here.
有两种不同的种类的称义。
There are two types of justification.
在罗马书这边呢，他告诉我们说，人称义是因着信。
In Romans verses we just read says a man is justified.By faith,
不在乎遵行律法。
Not because he observed the law.
我们读一下四章二节和三节。
Let's read on Romans 4 verses 2 and 3.
保罗他用亚伯拉罕的例子。
And Paul here using the example of Abraham.
告诉我们说，称义是因着信。
Tells us that we are justified by faith.
不是因着行为。
Not by our deeds.
好，我们一起来读罗马书四章。
Let's read it together.
二节三节。倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的。
If in fact Abraham was justified by works, then he has something to boast about.
他告诉我们说，在神面前并无可夸的。
But not before God.
因为怎么样呢？亚伯拉罕是信神，这就算为他的义。
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕不是靠着行为而被称为义。
Therefore, we know Abraham was not justified by his work.
是因为他信神，神就算为他的义。
It's because he believed, so God credited him as righteous.
可是我们来读一下雅各书。
Let's read a different book here.
雅各好像讲的就不太一样了。
It's like he had a different way of explaining it.
我们读一下二十一节和二十二节。
Let's read James chapter 2 verse 21 and 22.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得完全。你看我们读是同一本圣经。
See, it's the same Bible we're reading.
在罗马书他讲到说是因着信称义，不是因为行为。
In Romans, it says we are justified by faith.
而保罗他举的例子呢，是用亚伯拉罕来做一个例子。
And Paul illustrates his point through the example of Abraham.
可是到了雅各书，
But when it comes to the book of James,
他却讲到说岂不是因行为称义吗？
Here it says, wasn't our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did?
他同样是用亚伯拉罕来做例子。
He's using the same person as an example.
可他却讲到说因着行为称义。
But here he said he was considered righteous for what he did.
所以到底我们称义是因着信呢，还是因着行为呢？
So what are we justified by? By our faith or by our works?
竟然都在圣经的里面。
They're all written in the Bible.
其实两个都是很重要的。
Actually, these two are very important.
保罗在罗马书，他举亚伯拉罕的例子。
When Paul used Abraham as an example in the book of Romans,
他指的是生以撒的这件事情。
He was pointing to the matter regarding believing and giving birth to Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕已经年纪老迈了
，because Abraham was very old，
他身体如同已死
，his body was as good as dead。
撒拉也过了生育的日子
，and his wife Sarah has passed her period。
但是神
，but God promised，
所有的福神的应许。都在这个儿子的里面。
And all the blessings and promises will be through this son.
但是亚伯拉罕当时听见神对他说话。
And Abraham heard what God said.
圣经里面说亚伯拉罕信神。
Bible tells us that he believed.
这就算为他的义。
And then God credited that to him as his righteousness.
所以这边讲到因信称义。
And here talk about justification by faith.
说了亚伯拉罕当时还没有做任何事情
because Abraham didn't do anything
甚至后来我们看见他又是生了以实玛利
and also we knew how he gave birth to Ishmael later on
而且买了一个以便以谢后来又生了以实玛利
he purchased somebody to be his descendant and also he gave birth to Ishmael
造成今天整个世界动乱的一个源头
and that was a very source of problems today in the world
这些以实玛利这些他的后裔跟犹太人以撒的 后代我想这两个一直到今天是没完没了的在争
and we know there are endless fights between the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac even till today
好像我们看见亚伯拉罕身上他有好多的软弱和失败
it's like we see there's a lot of failures and weaknesses on Abraham
但是那天神带他出去看天上的星
but when God brought him out to show him the stars in the sky
让他数算天上的星星
it's a count these stars
让他看见海边的沙
and look at the sand by the seashore
亚伯拉罕信神
and he believed what God said
神就算为他的义
therefore God credited him as righteousness
弟兄姊妹我们讲到因信称义
so we talk about justified by faith
在这里不是我们能够做什么
it means there's nothing that we can do to achieve
亚伯拉罕不能做什么叫以撒生出来的
there was nothing Abraham could do to give birth to his son Isaac
身体如同已死
because his body was as good as dead
So
the only thing he could do is to believe.
今天我们讲到得救。
Here we talk. Today we talk about being saved.
我们不能做什么叫我们得救的。
There really is nothing we can do on our part to have us saved.
你弟兄他曾经传福音讲一篇信息。
Brother Watchman Nee, one time he shared this message.
好人下地狱，恶人上天堂。
He said, "Good people go to hell, and bad people go to heaven."
很多人看这个题目就摇摇头。
And everybody, whoever saw the title of the sermon will shake their head.
很多人觉得说我做好事，我积功德，我是好人，我应该上天堂。
A lot of people feel that if I do good, I have a lot of charity work, then I should go to heaven.
但是在得救的事上完全和我们的行为是没有关系的
But when it comes to salvation There's nothing our deeds or words can help
因为我们最好的义行在神的面前不过像是一个破烂的衣服
Even our best behavior in the sight of God is nothing but ragged clothes
也就是说你觉得说我今天表现的最温柔最好的一天
Even we can present our most gentle side
在神的面前
In the sight of God,
还是一样污秽丑陋。
It was nothing but filthy and ugly.
你今天觉得说我今天最有爱心了。
You may say, "Oh, I have a lot of love."
但是我们的爱能不能够被检查，到底我们最深处到底是怎么样的
？But can our kind of love be under the close look by God?
所以没有一个人能够在神的面前被他悦纳、被他称义，除了耶稣基督以外。
No one can please God through their own behavior except Jesus Christ.
所以神的儿子为我们完成了救赎的。
That's why the Son of God finished the work of salvation.
在神儿子所做的一切工作的里面。
And in all He has done.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们能够加添一点点。
There's nothing we can do to add to it.
他必须独自为我们饮苦杯。
He has to drink that cup of bitterness for us.
他必须独自在十架上为我们受一切的审判。
He alone has to be judged for us on the cross.
没有任何一个人能够加添一点。
There's no one else can help.By adding a little bit to it.
没有一个人能够减轻他一点的痛苦。
Neither can anybody lessen his sufferings on the cross.
主说成了。
So So when Jesus said it is done,
救恩完成了。
Because the salvation is done.
今天对所有的人来讲，
and to all of us,
只有一条路。
There's only one way to get it.
就是相信接受。
Is to believe and to accept.
我们在礼拜五时候交通到耶稣基督，他对犹太人来说，他成了敌人的磐石。
And in Bible Friday night Bible study meeting, we share about how Jesus has become a stumbling block to Jews.
犹太人他们原本只要遵行律法，他们有一条路可以走的。
Because Jews used to be just observing the law would be fine.
神曾经应许他们，你们只要遵行律法，你们就可以得活。
Because God has promised that you shall live if you observe all the law.
因为律法是圣洁、公义、良善的。
And laws are nothing but righteous.And pure and good.
律法是神亲自所颁布给摩西的。
It's given by God Himself to Moses.
从神来的。
It's something that's from God.
所以犹太人他们那么宝贵。
Therefore, Jews cherish the law very much.
到今天他们还在那里要守着律法。
Even till today, they're still trying to comply with the details in the law.
但是当耶稣基督来了。
But when Jesus came,
他成全了律法。
He has perfected the law.
他远远超过了律法。
Actually, He surpasses it all. All the requirements in the law.
显出这位神他的生命性情是怎么样的一位。
To manifest the true nature of God.
律法真实的意义到底是什么。
To tell us what is the true meaning of all these laws.
因为整个律法总结就在基督的身上。
That's why it says the conclusion of laws is on Jesus.
所以当主来了以后。
That's why when Jesus came.
保罗能够这样讲说，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Paul says we are justified by faith, not by works.
今天还要遵行律法，
if we still try to observe all the laws,
那就永远失去这个救恩，
then we'll forever lose the salvation.
所以我们感谢主，
and we thank the Lord for that.
我们能够因着信，我们就被称为义，
that we can justify just by our faith.
不在于我们做了多少，
nothing that we have done.
我们再读一下罗马书十章十节，
let's read on Romans chapter 10 verse 10.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救，只要心里相信就可以称义。
Yes, it is with your heart that you believe and are justified.
我们口里承认就可以得救。
And it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
我们信什么呢？
So what do we believe?
信神已经叫他的儿子从死里面复活了。
That we believe that God has raised His Son from the dead.
他复活为叫我们称义。
His resurrection is for our, in order for us to be justified.
我们口里承认什么？
What do we confess with our mouth?
承认耶稣基督是主。
We confess with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord.
所以很多的时候，我们带着福音朋友一起来祷告。
Therefore, we always help our gospel friends to pray.
接着我们问他，你相不相信？
And before we pray, we always say, Do you believe?
主耶稣已经复活了。
That God has raised Him from the dead.
这位神，他今天是又真又活的神。
He's the true and living God now.
所以主对我们来讲是活的生命。
So God is the living God to us.
就活在我们的。
And He lives inside of us.
若主不是活的,
if God's not real, if not living,
我们所传的是枉然的,
then we're wasting our time here preaching.
我们所信的也是枉然的,
and we're wasting our efforts believing. 但是
我们的主真的复活了,
but our Lord has indeed resurrected.
所以当有一个人他心里面打开, 他接受主成为他的救主,
therefore when a person opened up his heart and accepted Jesus as his Savior,
他真的遇见了这位活的主,
he will encounter this living God.
他相信,
he believed.
相信神已经叫他的儿子从死里面复活了。
He believes that God has raised His Son from the dead.
另外呢，他口里还要承认。
On the other hand, he also has to confess with his mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
今天我们蒙恩得救。
And we are saved.
我们看见说神称我们为义，这个不在于我们的行为。
For those who are saved, we know it's not really through our works that God has justified us.
可是我做了什么事情，今天神说。好孩子今天做得好所以他称我为义。
It's not because I have done something nice today. God said good boy and then I'm justified.
三十多年前在有一天我就是这么简单请你相信。
And that's what happened to me 3 decades ago with a simple heart. I believe.
那天这么简单就得救了。
I was saved just like that.
生命改变了。
And my life was ever changed.
凭着信神称我为义。
And because of my belief God justified me.
这个是讲到因信称义。
And here's talking about justify through faith.
但是为什么雅各他又讲到说，你们称义啊，还不单是因着信心。
And why did James argue with us that you are not justified just by faith?
我们读一下二章 雅各书二章二十四节。
Let's read James chapter 2 verse 24.
这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。他说是因着行为。
He says by what he does.
他不是单因着信。
And not by faith alone.
所以他并不是否定掉这个信。
And he was not denying the fact that we can be justified by faith.
但是雅各在这边让我们看见，我们因信称义了以后。
But here, James is trying to show us, after we're justified by faith,
还要神要带我们再往前跨一步。
And there's a step we can take further.
所以我们因信称义，我们蒙恩得救了以后，不是就没有事干了。
Therefore, now, as the song we just sang earlier, to send the fire.
讲到一生的年日，然后呢，我们蒙神称义。
It talks about through all the days of our life, one day we come to God, we are justified.
这篇不是说到我们得救。
Here not, it's not talking about the salvation here.
特别讲到我们的得胜与得赏。
But our overcoming and our triumphs, the day we shall receive the reward.
神叫我们在我们的年日当中。
Therefore, in the days of our life,
要能够被他来称义。
God wants to do well so that he can justify us.
雅各也同样用亚伯拉罕的例子。
And again, James used the same person as an example, Abraham.
罗马书所用的例子是他生以撒的那段。
In Romans, Paul used example about how Abraham gave birth to his son Isaac.
到了雅各所用的呢，是他献以撒的那段事情。
But the example James used was the fact that he offered up his son Isaac.
我们的祖宗把亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上。
He says he offered his son Isaac on the altar.
岂不是因行为称义吗？
Wasn't not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for that?
那一天亚伯拉罕他还是可以有他的主权，有他的选择的。
Abraham still had a time, chance to make a choice at that day.
神吩咐他说，你要把你的儿子，你所爱的以撒，把它献在坛上。
God told him to offer up your son Isaac, your loved one.
亚伯拉罕那一天，他可以决定说他要献，或者他决定说他不要献。
Abraham had the right to decide whether he wanted to obey or not.
最后亚伯拉罕他把以撒献在坛上。
In the end, he offered up his son on the altar.
他没有问神为什么。
He never questioned God, why?
很多时候我们问神 why me?
Many times we question God, why me?
亚伯拉罕没有。
Abraham did not ask God that.
没有说我的儿子这么宝贵。
He didn't argue that, oh, this is my precious son.
神啊，这是你所应许的。
God, this is your promise.
It's a miracle son.
It's a miracle son.
经过了我这么百岁的人居然生一个儿子。
I got this on the age of 100.
所有神啊，你的应许都在这个儿子的身上。
And also all the promise that you have for me is in the son.
你叫我把他献在祭坛上。
And you want me to offer him up now?
把他给杀了。
Kill him now?
我想亚伯拉罕有太多的问题。
And I believe Abraham could have argued and questioned God.
今天我们遇到好多小事，我们都在那里东问西问的。
Don't we question God all the time in our daily life?
那天亚伯拉罕没有问一个问题。
Yeah, Abraham did not even ask one question.
他就带着以撒，他就往摩利亚山上。
Obediently, he brought his son to the mountaintop.
连他的儿子都觉得奇怪了。
Even his son was wondering.
柴与火都有了，但是作为燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Daddy, I see wood, I see the wood and fire, but where's the sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕说神必预备。
Abraham says my son God will provide.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见亚伯拉罕在这里，他一路上他在做一个选择。
You see Abraham is constantly making a choice here.
他这边讲到说，岂不是因为行为称义吗？
He says wasn't he justified by what he did?
这条路何等的不容易走。
This is really an uneasy way.
带着他所爱的以撒，
He brought his most loved along.
一步一步的要往摩利亚山上去。
And step by step, he was approaching to the mountain top.
每一步都是那么沉重。
And I believe he feel heavy inside.
但是当他真正把以撒捆绑了放在坛上。
But once he bound him up and lay him on the altar.
他绝对不是做一个样子。
He wasn't just doing a show.
他真的拿起刀来，他就要杀下去。
And he raised up the knife, was about to kill his own son.
神在那里阻止了他。
God stopped him.
神在那里显出他一个最大的心意。
And God revealed to him what's most important in his heart.
他要预备他的儿子成为这个羔羊。
That one day he will prepare his own son to be the lamb of sacrifice.
所以在这边我们看见亚伯拉罕他的确是因着行为他被称义。
Indeed, we saw how God, Abraham was justified by what he did.
神太喜悦亚伯拉罕所做的事情。
God was truly pleased at what he did.
他没有保留他自己的儿子。
He did not try to reserve his son from God.
神那么喜悦。
God was so happy.
因为今天地上有一个人。
Because there is one man on earth.
他摸着了父神的心意。
Understood his heart in heaven.
明白了神要做的事情。
And understand what he wants to do.
神在这么久以后要舍了他的儿子。
How God in the following time shall sacrifice his own son.
今天既然在地上有一个人。
And now he has found someone on earth today.
他也愿意舍他的儿子。
Was willing to give up his son for him.
亚伯拉罕的行为，神称他为义。
So by his deeds, God justified him too.
这个是在他因信称义以后。
And this justification is after how he was justified by faith.
我们看见曾经他也是这么多的软弱。
We knew Abraham had a lot of weaknesses.
但是经过他的一生，神在制作他。
But God has worked on him all the days of his life.
神一直在改变他。
God is constantly changing him.
到了二十二章，他已经到了一个高峰。
So when it comes to this request, he has arrived at the spiritual peak.
生命达到了一个高峰。
And his spiritual life had reached this climax.
认识神的信息。
Where he understood the nature of God.
他也能够彰显神的心意。
And he also was able to show that.
他把以撒献在坛上。
So willingly he offered up Isaac on the altar.
所以我们看见我们不单要得救。
Therefore we see the fact that not only we need to be saved.
既然我们一信称义。
Not only we are justified by faith.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is our opportunity.
我们因信称义是在我们得救的时候。
We were justified by faith the moment we believe.
这永远是我们的根基。
And that will always be our foundation.
今天呢，我们在生活在每一天大小事物当中。
But after that, every day in our life,
我们要有信心的行为。
We have to show forth the words of faith.
所以雅各说，信心没有行为是死的。
Therefore, James says, without faith, without these, your faith is fake, is dead.
今天我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命必定有改变。
Therefore, our lives should change.
我们的生活必定有改变。
And the way we live must change.
我们一生中要做多少的决定。
And every day we make so many choices before God.
多少的拣选。
A lot of choosing to do.
每一天，其实在每一个时候，我们的心思里面就一直在做决定的。
Actually, every moment in our daily life, we're constantly making choices, making decisions.Whether we want to choose God over this matter,
还是我们拣选我们自己,
or we choose the way we desire.
我们拣选神的道路呢, 还是我们拣选自己的道路?
We want to choose God's way or our way.
所以我们讲到说, 你可以拣选不受伤。
We say, yeah, you can make a decision, make a choice without getting hurt.
或者你可以拣选体贴你的肉体, 你就享受你那个受伤的滋味。
Oh, you can choose not feeling hurt.Or you can choose to feel hurt and enjoy that in your flesh.
你可以拣选说，我今天要大发一顿脾气。
You can choose to throw a temper today.
或者你可以拣选让耶稣基督他的温柔、美丽、甘甜从我里面能够流露出来。
Or you can choose to let the beauty, the gentleness, and the purity of Jesus be seen through you.
每一天的时刻里面都是我们在做拣选。
Every moment we can make that choice.
每一个拣选讲到说，我们的行为到底是怎么样。
And every choice tells us what kind of behavior we have.
当我们经过了一生的年龄
And when our life passes away
如果能够神在他的面前看见我们不单我们是因信称义
When we come to God not only we're justified by our faith
好像我们穿着耶稣基督是我们的义袍
It's like we wear this robe of Jesus Christ as our righteousness
上礼拜我们讲到我们两件衣服也就在这里说的一件呢是金绣衣
We have two sets of clothes One is the clothes with the gold thread
耶稣基督他是我们的义
That tells us that Jesus himself is our righteousness
是我们因着信所得着的这件衣服
And we receive this righteousness through our faith
不是我做了多好的事情
Not through our works
所以今天只要信我们知道说我们来到神面前就是穿着一个金非常美丽的金色衣服
As long as we believe in him we are wearing this gown with gold thread
但 但这还不够。
But that's not enough.
今天你要进到羔羊的婚宴里面去。
In order to attend the banquet of the Lamb.
你说我今天穿那个金绣衣可不可以来呢？
You say, can I just attend that wedding, the banquet with this clothes here?
你可以来到神的国里。
Yes, we can wear the robe of His gold thread into the kingdom of God.
你可以来到神的面前，没有问题的。
Come to God without problem.
但是来到羔羊婚宴的里面。
But in order to join the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
还需要另外一件衣服。
We need another piece of outfit.
还需要一个金。
We need to have the gown of many colors.
或者讲到说那个细麻衣
，and the fine, it's the fine linen.
细麻衣是什么呢
？What is that?
启示录十六当中就是圣徒所行的义。
Right, it's the righteous deeds of saints as recorded in Revelation 16.
所以这边呢，就是讲到说我们的行为了。
Here it talks about our works.
所以我们必须穿上一个锦绣的衣裳。
So we have to wear this robe of many threads.
那每一针每一线都是十字架的工作。
Every single thread is from the work of the cross.
都是我们在今生的里面神所要做成的。
It's something that God desires to accomplish through us in our life.
好，最后我们来读两处的圣经。
Lastly, let's read two verses.
罗马书十六章十六节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。所以我们要做顺命的奴仆。
So we want to be the slaves of obedience.
也就是一个顺服的奴仆。
Which means to be an obedient slave.
他说以致成义。
And lead to righteousness.
神今天要让他的性情，他的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And God wants His righteousness, His life be shown forth through us.
到有一天我们说，不但神他是公义的神。
And one day we can say, not only God, you are the righteous God.
不但公义是他做事的法则。
Not only righteousness is your principle with which you work.
到了有一个时候，我们发现说，因着顺服。
And to a point, we discovered that because of our obedience,
公义成了我们的生命性情的表现。
Righteousness has become part of our life and our manifestation.
也成了我们的做事的法则。
It has become the principle with which we work.
这是神最高的心意。
And that is the highest point.
要改变我们。
Is to change us like Him.
让他的生命性情从我们的身上能够彰显出来。
So that His nature, His life can be seen through us.
我们读希伯来书十二章十一节。
Hebrews 12 and 11。
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。为那些经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
It produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it。
或者他讲到说是义获得和平安的果子。
Produce a harvest of righteousness and peace.
所以今天我们要让义成为在我们身上能够显出来的一个果子。
Therefore, righteousness is supposed to become a fruit that can be seen.
他特别讲到管教。
Here it talks about discipline.
父所爱的，他必管教。
God disciplines those who He loves.
我们家人常常讲说，我爸妈是最爱我的。
My family member always said my parents love me the most.
但我小时候，我常常觉得是相反的。
But I didn't feel that. I felt actually exactly the opposite when I was a boy.
当我们小孩子一群在那里的时候
，When all the children gather together，
我们在一起吃饭。
When we eat together，
别的姐姐们、弟弟他们呢，随便他们怎么吃都可以。
My parents don't really care about how all my sisters and younger brother react.
我们必须要坐着这样子坐着吃。
But I have to hold my bowl upright.
这个也不能碰到桌面上。
And my elbow cannot touch the surface of the table.
你是吃饭很痛苦。
So it's a suffering to eat. 人家
这样子吃多舒服啊。
My brother and sister can eat the way they desire.
每天晚上他们做功课，他们玩耍。
And every night after they finish homework, they can play.
哎，我还要坐在那里写毛笔字。
But I have to sit straight to continue to write more.
我爸爸就坐我旁边。
And my father will be sitting next to me.
一撇一写歪了。
If I don't write it correctly, then he will hit my head.
有的时候我们觉得说好像是相反的。
So I feel exactly the opposite.
但是圣经说父所爱的他必管教。
But Bible tells us that God disciplines those who He loves.
经过了很多年以后，我是真正的明白了。
And I finally realized His love after many years.
因为我父母爱我。
Because my parents love me very much.
管教也比较多。
So they discipline me more.
我们家别的孩子我看没什么挨打，就是我挨打的多。
I receive the most spanking from my parents compared with my siblings.
但是神在我们的身上，因为他爱我们。
And on us because God loves us.
所以他管教我们。
So he disciplines us.
管教有一个目的。
And for a purpose he disciplines.
神不是无缘无故的，就是这边打你，那边打你。
God doesn't beat us up without a reason.
神有一个目的。
God has a purpose every time.
他叫我们去为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子。
His purpose
就是义。
Is to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace.
就是义的果子从我们身上要能够结出来。
So that the fruit of righteousness can be born through us.
今天也许很多时候好像一个训练的当中
And in the process of being trained
也许我们很多会觉得很辛苦
A lot of us feel it's just very suffering
但是我们要知道神在我们身上他有一个非常美好荣耀的旨意
But remember God has a good and perfect purpose on us
有人讲说足球队的教练到底是做什么
A lot of people say what does the coach of football team will do
他说教练就是叫你做一些你从来不想做的事情
The purpose is to have a coach to train you to do things that you don't like
当你觉得已经很累了
Especially when you are so exhausted
他叫你再冲个十趟
He said do 10 more times
当你觉得说完全都快动不了了
When you feel that you can't move even at all
还要你东撞西撞的
He still wants you to run around
那但是呢
But
教练就是要让你达到说你一直想达到而不能达到的
But the sole function of coach is to push you to go beyond your limit
今天神在我们的身上他不断的要管教我们要训练我们
So when God trains us and coaches us in our daily life
他叫我们这个人被他改变
In order for us to be changed
他叫我们经过一生的年日每一天每一个时刻都成为真正有意义的
Therefore going through our entire life every moment of the day will be meaningful to him
弟兄姊妹到那一天我们来到主的面前
So when we see him one day
我们会满了感谢
We'll be full of thankfulness
谢谢主你让那件事情发生
We'll say Jesus thank you for allowing that happen to me
若不是那件事情发生在我的身上
Because if that didn't happen
我失去了多少的祝福
I would have lost so much blessing
谢谢主让我们又有了这样的一个遭遇
And I thank you for the other encounter in my life
但是主你管教我
It's because you are disciplining me
你改变了我
And you changed me because of that.
我们所有的机会都在今天。
All the opportunities for changing is now.
到了那一天，与主永远同在。
When we see him face to face in eternity,
真是好的无比。
It will be great.
但是到那一天，再也没有十字架我们可以背负。
But at that moment, there's no more cross you and I can bear.
在那一天，我们再也没有忧伤眼泪。
There are no more sorrows and no more tears.
我们也失去了多少。
At the same time, we would have lost opportunity.
我们感谢主，在今天，他管教我们。
Therefore, we thank the Lord for His disciplines today.
他训练我们。
For His trainings today.
要让我们结出义的果子。
So that we can bear the fruit of righteousness.
愿主激励我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord urge us.
我们看见这位爱我们的神，他为我们所做的是这么大的事情。
And open our eyes to see what a great loving God we have.
我们就愿意顺服。
Then we'll be willing to submit.
顺服以至于诚意
To submit to the point that leads to righteousness.
我们就接受他的管教
So willingly we accept whatever he has allowed to happen.
让我们身上结出义的果子来
So that we can bear the fruit of righteousness.
我们再来唱278首
And sing the song 278.
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现
May the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，耶稣，我有今天为你的恩典，求你耶稣的美，全能的我是基督。
I sing English.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh, His wonderful passion and purity.Oh, Lord, Spirit divine. be feeding me.
在这些日子里面，
and in these days,
我们的仆人在这里述说神的恩典。
The servant of God is telling us the